Home call care, received from Home Care Agency.
Home Care, this is Shaneville. How can I help you?
This is not Crystal First.
What?
This is Crystal First.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
No.
What are
no,
you looking
I
for?
I think I got it wrong number.
This is the Home Care.
I got it wrong
you need
number.
Home Care?
No, I home got it wrong number. I'm sorry, man.
You need the caregiver program?
The Keystone First.
Oh, Keystone First. Yeah, I can help you, yeah. Yes, we work with Keystone. What are you looking for?
Okay, I would like to know why my card doesn't cover on a prescription.
It doesn't cover prescription?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. So you reached a home care agency. We work with Keystone. Are you maybe interested also in receiving home care services, have a caregiver work for you?
No, I just want to know why, because I need some medication, and when I went to
okay,
the...
Okay, so
pharmacy,
let me, I'll transfer you over to the right number, because this is the
okay.
agency we work with, Keystone.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
But if you're interested in having a family member help you around the house with daily tasks and they get paid through Medicaid, then we can help you as well. Do you need that? Do you want to sign up for the caregiver
maybe.
Program? Yeah?
Because I have a Medicaid Part A.
Okay, let me see. What's your, do you have your Medicaid ID? Or if not, let me check with your date of birth.
Yeah, check the Keystone first because I don't have the car for the.
Oh, I see. Okay, so no problem. What's your date of birth?
6/12/61.
And what's your social?
June 12, 1961.
Yeah. Okay. And now, what's your social security number?
I forgot the middle name. The middle.
Oh, you don't have a full? Okay, so what's your, can you spell your first and last name?
My name is Juan, J-U-A-M, Carmona, C-A-R-M-O-N-A.
Okay. You have Medicare or also Medicaid?
I have Medicaid.
You have Medicaid?
A.
That's Medicare. What about... There's Medicaid,
really
then there's
know,
Medicare.
Man.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I know it's Part A.
Oh, yeah. Probably Medicare. Okay. And you never tried applying for Medicaid, the other one?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe you qualify for Medicaid. Do you? What's your income? Your monthly income?
$1,200.
$1,200. Okay. And do you own a house or a car?
Yes, I do.
You do what? Both?
Yeah, both.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm not sure. Let me turn you over to Keystone first, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you for choosing Keystone First Member Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant.
Чтобы получить помощь по-русски, скажите русский.
Para asistencia en español, diga español.
Español.
If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider. Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Member.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like,
I need help renewing my Medicaid coverage. I need an ID card. I want to change my doctor. Or, I need transportation.
I need some help with my prescription.
All right, let's transfer you for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
Stay healthy this flu season. Did you know the flu can cause serious illness, especially for older adults, young children, and people with chronic health conditions? A flu shot helps protect you and your family. It's quick, safe, and there's no cost for members. Ask your doctor or local pharmacy. RSV is a virus that can cause cold-like symptoms but can also be serious for babies, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. The RSV vaccine is available for those who need them most. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today about whether the RSV vaccine is right for you. Protect yourself, your family, and your community. Ask about the flu and RSV vaccines at your next appointment, or schedule your shot today. A simple step for a healthier tomorrow.
Thank you for calling Pharmacy Services. This is Kimberly. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a Keystone First. I'm a member of the Keystone First, and I would like to know why my card doesn't cover prescription.
Oh, so you're not having any prescription coverage at all. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me take a look into this for you. Do you mind if I have your member ID number?
It's 070-1144-156.
Thank you. And your name?
My name is Juan C. Carmona.
And your date of birth, Mr. Carmona?
Is June 12, 1961.
Okay, give me just a moment to get your information pulled up.
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Carmona, I do see that you have coverage here. It looks like the plan that you are signed up for is a Keystone Dual, is that correct? Or Keystone Community?
Keystone Community.
Yes, okay. So this is a different line of business that you've reached. I'm going to get you to the correct line of business. If you'll bear with me just a moment, I'm going to pull up their phone number.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Carmona, I was able to find the correct phone number. Would you like the number before I transfer you, just in case we get disconnected?
Sure.
Okay, their phone number is 855-235.
235?
Yes, sir. And then 5115.
5-1. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that four again?
Absolutely.
Five,
the
one?
Full number. The last four was 5115.
Yeah. Okay. 5-1-1-1. Okay, I got it.
Yes, sir. Okay, hold for just a moment, and I'll get you transferred over there.
No problem.
Thanks for holding. We appreciate your time and patience. Please stay on the line and we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you for waiting. Your patience is appreciated. Please hold the line and we'll be right back with you. Thanks for holding. We appreciate your time and patience. Please stay on the line and we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you for waiting. Your patience is appreciated. Please hold the line and we'll be right back with you. Thanks for holding. We appreciate your time and patience. Please stay on the line and we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you for waiting. Your patience is appreciated. Please hold the line and we'll be right back with you. Thanks for holding. We appreciate your time and patience. Please stay on the line and we'll be back in just a moment.
My name is Chelsea. I'll be assisting you today. May I have your name, please?
Yes. My name is Juan Carmona.
I have your account pulled up. I may help you.
Yes. My doctor prescribed me some medication for my blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the pharmacy, it doesn't cover. I don't know why, you know, because I don't know why.
So she transferred me from pharmacy, member services, we don't handle any pharmacy questions. She told me it was related to your eligibility status. So if you're calling for medicine, I will have to get you back over to pharmacy.
Yeah, no, but I would like to know if I am eligible.
Okay, yeah, that part I can help you with. I can't answer any medication questions. So your account at the moment is eligible. Your redetermination date is coming up at the 31st of this month. I'm not sure if you reapplied already, but you will have to reapply, renew your benefits before the 31st of this month.
Of this month.
Yes.
Right now, I am covered right now.
Yes.
So I have to do it again before the 31st.
Yes, you have to apply before the 31st.
Yeah, I have to apply before the 31st. Okay, that's good enough. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I just checked on your eligibility in the state, and they are terminating your plan on the 31st. So you have to reach out to them so that you can reapply.
Okay, I will be terminated on the 31st, as you say.
Yes, they're canceling your insurance on the 31st of this month. You have to reach out to them, to the county assistance office, to reapply. So right now you're only good until the 31st. Yes.
Okay. After the 31st, I don't have any more insurance, so I have to reapply.
Yes, I would suggest calling them now. They close at 5, yes.
Do you have the number?
What county are you in?
Philadelphia.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
215.
Oh, wait. This pen is not working properly. Okay, 215-560. 215.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. 215-560.
560-7226.
7226.
Yes.
215-560-7226.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And this is?
The county assistance office.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.